Greetings again, brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Bob, broadcasting live from the Parsonage, the House of Peace in Arthur, Illinois. And this is your Sabbath, a gift from God to you to fall into God's loving arms and just surrender yourself into God's embrace and be surrounded by the presence of God and all that peace and mercy and forgiveness and good stuff. Just let yourself be comforted today by the God we have, the God who created you and the God who loves you in such a divine way. Surrender to that God today and make it a daily habit. Use today as your training ground for every day. Well, we're ready to go here. I'm going to let the monks come on stage, and there they are, the St. Benedict monks and their chant, and we've got the pink sand candle, just a gentle little flame. It's kind of beautiful. And then the red rubios chamomile, and that's what that sounds like. Today's installment, it's our 14th installment of our New Year Launching Pad series, is called Angels. And I don't know exactly when it happened in my spiritual life as I continued to grow and expand, but there came a point where it wasn't any longer a question about angels. It was just the extent to which I could see and hear them. I think God puts angels in all of our lives, of people we may have known and loved who have passed, or people we don't know who we need to hear from, people that God can speak through or work through in our lives, and we need to always be prepared that that person we're hearing from or thinking about or talking to in any given moment is actually an angel from God. So let's see what our friend Michael Casey has to say about angels. He begins, "An angel appeared to me on a street in Shanghai. I was enjoying a leisurely morning stroll, taking in the unfamiliar environment, when suddenly the angel appeared. What did the angel look like? The angel was a middle-aged woman with a shopping bag in one hand, as with the other, she gestured toward my feet, and she was sternly admonishing me. I looked down and immediately understood what she was saying. She was warning me not to keep walking with my head in the clouds, but to pay attention to the cobbled pavement, which was extremely irregular. It would be very easy for anybody who is not concentrating to trip and do oneself serious damage. Even thinking about it now sends shivers down my spine. Emergency ward, language difficulties, bureaucratic paperwork, insurance hassles, interrupted itinerary, all this on top of whatever harm I would have done myself. From all this, the angel delivered me. I must admit that my journey through life has often been facilitated by strangers who were inspired to intervene, either to prevent some disaster or to point me in a better direction. It's often been the source of some wonderment that these angels materialize out of nowhere and then disappear, never again to cross my path. It's as though pieces on a chessboard are being moved by the Grand Master to achieve the desired result. Neither they nor I am aware of it, but our interaction is all part of the master plan. For this reason, it is probably no surprise that I am a firm believer in the ongoing effectiveness of God's providence. God does not usually move mountains just to suit us or bring rain on a summer's day. Sometimes, perhaps. But mostly, God seems to work by inspiring other human beings to step in and do something practical. They themselves may not know why they acted in such a way. The thought came and they followed it. To believe that our lives are in God's hands is a comforting thought, but we also need to be challenged by the workings of God's providence that may, out of a cloudless sky, urge us to do something entirely uncharacteristic for the benefit of others. If others can be angels to us, then we also can be angels to them. As for the woman on the street in Shanghai, sometimes I think about her, and I often pray that if she is ever in need, that God will inspire someone to step in and help her, just as she did for me. Amen. So today is a good day to think about the angels in your life, the ones that you speak with occasionally or even very often, the ones that are always on your heart, the loved ones who have passed, good friends or who have moved on, or children that are not close to you, always in your mind and on your heart, always speaking to you and watching over you as you are for them. The reason I'm so tardy today with the daily devotion is because right after our church service this morning, I officiated a funeral for the family of Russell Kretemeyer. And it was all family, about 20 members of Russell's family. It was a very peaceful and spiritual experience. It was a privilege to be there with that family in those times, in that moment. And I know God was there. I could feel His presence, and I could see both the heartbreak and the hope in the eyes of that family. It seems to me that God was sending them angels today and will continue to do so as they try to deal with the heartbreak of losing a loved one. It's something we should think about more often and not run from it or ignore it. This life we have is a temporary gift. It's got an expiration date on it for each and every one of us, and nobody knows what it is. But while we're here, while we're blessed, let's make sure we open ourselves up, both to be able to see and hear and listen to the angels that God brings in our life, and to be an angel of God's will for all the other folks whose lives we touch on a regular basis, or even for the stranger that comes into our life surprisingly for reasons that we may not know, but that God has already planned. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, even the sparrows in the sky are the objects of your care and concern. Watch over us as we continue our journey. Protect us from whatever could harm us, and inspire us to take advantage of every single opportunity to do good to others. We ask this through Christ, our Lord, our King. Amen.